So now is the opportunity to be able to do some meditation, to have some peace and quiet. So as usual, I usually guide the first 10 or 15 minutes and then leave you to your own resources. So sitting down, closing your eyes. Start by bringing awareness to your body. Especially how you're sitting, how you feel physically. And starting with your legs, how your legs adjust, are arranged. Can you improve your posture? When you ask a question, especially of your own body, it's easy to get an answer. It's called arousing, starting, mindfulness, awareness. How are your legs? And straight away, you can get a feeling, a sensation, especially how comfortable or how uncomfortable they are. And if you can improve their comfort, that's where loving kindness, compassion comes in. The mindfulness gives you the information, and the kindness responds appropriately. So try just adjusting the posture, moving the legs, adjusting them, arranging them, until you get the optimum posture. Because meditation is not about torture. It's about physical comfort, peace, happiness. And once the body has been, at least so the legs have been adjusted, you feel comfortable with them, then go to your awareness of the buttocks, your bottom, your butt. Does it need to be adjusted on the cushion, on the chair, on the stool? Many people fidget. The reason is because they don't get comfortable to begin with. So get that comfort the best from the beginning. Then move the attention up to your back. The back can create a lot of discomfort or even pain because we're not aware of the best posture. I cannot tell you the best posture because every person's posture is going to be different. You can try if you're sitting on a chair leaning back or leaning forward. Going to the right or the left, stretching it or slumping it. But you use your own experience, the mindfulness, the awareness, together with some kindness, to find the best possible position for your back. This is not just about bodily relaxation, but the combination of awareness which gives you feedback, and this kindness is letting things be, create a sense of peace, stability, ease, first of all in your body and afterwards in your mind. We calm ourselves down this way. So you feel your back. Mindfulness always giving you feedback. If I move it this way, is it better? No. Move it that way? No. Relax it? Yes. And you find the best posture. Then, your hands. Where are your hands positioned right now? And then move your attention up to your shoulders. Again, that's a position where people have a lot of tension. So, if you wish, you can imagine those shoulders represented by a bunch of strings, a bundle of strings to the left and the right of your spine. And they're stretched, pulled apart. Which is the meaning of stress. And you imagine letting go of both ends. So the strings are now loose, they're not extended and stressed. They're loose. And see if you can feel your shoulders also relax and feel loose. Once your shoulders are comfortable, move your mindfulness up to your neck and throat to be aware of the feelings in your neck. Maybe because your head is not properly balanced on top of your neck, you get neck pains. Or if you're overcoming a cold or a cough, you can feel the irritation in your throat. Get to know it. And see if you can soothe it. Just using your mindfulness feedback and the kindness which can take any sensation and learn how to relax it. To make peace with it. So it becomes soothing. And then up to your face. Can you notice the muscles around your eyes and your mouth especially? and your forehead, are they tight, they tense? See if you can be aware of that tightness and tension. And then what does it take to let go? To relax those muscles and to feel them get nice and loose and peaceful and free. Once the whole body is relaxed, part by part, the mindfulness shows you what's going on, and the kindness, the letting things be, should show you how to relax those feelings. So the whole body is loose and free, and if you practice this often enough, your body feels delightfully relaxed. At peace, comfortable, and that feeling is pleasurable. It's the reason why people go to spas, where they go on holiday, where they relax on recliners by the ocean side. Relaxation is pleasurable, and you can get there just by sitting down and meditating. When the body feels pleasurable, then you're in the present moment. You don't need to run away. It's just too nice being here. And having enjoyed a relaxed body, which is more relaxed than usual, then look at your mind, how restless or how peaceful is it? Giving it a number from 1 to 10. 1 means really peaceful. 10 is really quite agitated. Because what you're looking at now is what I call the peace-o-meter, which tells you how peaceful or how agitated you are. Once you can know that and be aware of it, the next thing, notice how the level of peace changes. What makes your peace-o-meter show more agitation? What makes the peace-o-meter show more peace? Moves the needle down closer and closer to 1. You find out for yourself by watching the peace-o-meter, making that the focus of your awareness. You find out the cause of peace and what agitates your mind. and see if you're getting more and more peaceful. If not, then experiment. Try something else. But always keep watching your peaceometer. Often you find, if you are concerned about the future or still carrying around the past, your mind never finds any peace. For this few moments, just concern yourself with the present, just being here. This moment may not be perfect, but it's good enough. And when you want something more, you cannot enjoy what you already have right now. You've come so far to get here. Just rest and enjoy this moment. And see if that makes the mind more peaceful. And you may start to notice that you become aware of your breathing. It's just the last thing which is moving. If so, just notice the breath come in, go out. Calm, peacefully, naturally. But just making sure that you are peaceful. And it doesn't disturb you. it's getting close to the end of this meditation. How do you feel? What's it like inside? Are you peaceful? Are you relaxed? Why? What's the cause of peace? Where does relaxation come from? These are important insights right in front of you right now. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound of the gong. And when the last ringing vanishes, it's a signal that the meditation's over. There we go.